phone knows.
Oh, you're here.
Hey, welcome to another fine edition of Movie Madness. And I usually say all my episodes are special, but this one's probably not. Because right now, sitting in front of me is, he's big, he's lovable, but he's also wearing Patriot gear, and I don't know, that just rubs me the wrong way for some reason. But Gary Wallace.
Yes, you left out the most crucial point.
What's that?
I'm black. You know, Black History Month is next month.
I know. I have a great Black History Month joke that I love to wheel out for the last 5 years that I've been doing comedy. No, it's hilarious. Wait until you hear about it. Wait until you see it at Milky's. It kills. It kills.
If it kills at Milky's, then you know it's a good bit.
No, what's up? Thanks for coming to the news. You were, let's set the record straight. I was late. I feel bad.
Yeah, right. He was definitely here. Jason, you were operating on CPT time.
Oh, I didn't. You said it.
No, you could say
no,
CPT.
No, what happened? No. Can I?
You could. Yeah, okay. CPT.
I don't know.
But you can't say what it stands for.
Oh, okay.
So if they don't know, then they're just...
Oh, it's like saying NWA. I could listen to some NWA. What band is that?
Do you listen to NWA or do you rap to NWA?
I look
like a rapper. You know, you look both ways. Yeah, you're like, straight out of Compton. A crazy... Like, you look around to make sure you're alone. No, it's cool. Whatever. As long as you're not saying it, like, to be racist. Everybody
My racist comes out in different ways, but
like how? I'm intrigued now.
No, I don't. No, here's an
example. Like when you go to the movies and you see like a lot of black folks and you're like, oh no, you're gonna be talking.
No,
so you sit up front.
I don't want to say I'm one of the good ones, but I feel like as for a white person, I'm pretty non-racist because you know comics are pretty open-minded. But the other day at Milky's, you were there. It was you were there because it was. I've been working the last two Wednesdays, and then there was a table of like six black guys, seven maybe, but the one I don't know how you did.
On stage.
They liked what the one black dude looked so like he wasn't even like stone facing me. He looked hurt, like he didn't want to be there at all. Like he was forced to be there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I get that. So what I said was, and I say this to everyone that like doesn't look like they want to be at a comedy show. I was like, but I guess it could sound racist coming from a white guy. I was like, why are you guys here? As meaning like, why did you come out to the comedy show? You look so upset. Because I did the wrong thing at Milky's, which is I focused on the one person that wasn't. There was a few people that were actually enjoying my jokes, but he was not. Uh-huh. And then the next thing I said though was, because they looked so, he looked upset, and they all looked upset, and then the hidden racist came out, and then I was like, but I would have said it probably to other people, but I said, why are you here? Then I said, oh, are you guys here for a drug deal? And then...
What'd you have? Yeah. They were waiting for Claire, is what they were waiting for. She owed them.
But it would have been double down if I doubled down.
That was, but that would have been funnier.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Sometimes you got to like make a decision. Am I trying to?
Someone called me. Someone from the back said, "Yo, that's mad racist."
See, there you go. Like, okay. It might have been Antelon.
No, it was an audience member. But then I was like, "Sorry," and then I was like, "But Buffalo is racist," and then I moved on. But
you could have said "study group" implying drug deal. See what I'm saying? See how that's funnier?
Yes.
What are you guys here for? A study group?
That would have been better, right? But in the moment,
and it would have killed. You would have got to stand.
No, that guy didn't. Well,
that would have killed. You would have got to stand and know you could have left.
I still feel bad about it. Like now, I feel bad because those guys are like, this guy's just a stupid racist, you know. And it's like, you know,
right? Because it's like better to be a smart racist than a stupid racist. You're just a stupid racist.
Well, I meant stupid and racist.
Oh,
I mean,
it's not you're stupid about racism. Like I know all the great American history racists. All right, that's cool.
I made up for it. Don't worry.
By doing what? Blowing them later? Oh, like buying all their drugs?
No, having you on the podcast, Gary.
Oh, no. I'm not worth it. You're going to have to get like an upstanding black person to make up for your racism.
I don't know. Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, how racist is that?
I don't know. I fuck white girls, so I don't know. Like, who am I to... calling out racism. I'm trying to
make up for
400 years of some bullshit. No.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I feel bad about it. I should let it go, right? I don't know.
Yeah, and that was when? Because I didn't go to Memphis.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, you got to let that shit go.
I mean, they probably forgot it. They were probably just like, whatever.
No, they're like riding around town, like, where the fuck is that white guy? I'm going to fucking.
They're waiting to every open mic to see me again. Fuck. No, I will appease them with my.
The guy they were going to buy drugs off had like a scout there. He like called off the drug deal because there was some white guy on stage blowing their cover.
When they hear my Black History Month joke, though, it'll be fine. No.
I don't know. I can't wait to. When are you gonna? Wednesday. When are you gonna do this joke?
Oh, when it's February. It's not February yet. You gotta wait for the History Month.
Well, it's so short. You might as well just start.
No, it's not. It's not even. It's not racist.
No, but I mean, Black History Month is so short. I'm trying to put on my calendar. Like,
you'll see.
What's today? The 26th. Oh yeah, Wednesday.
Intersect at the mics. I just when I'm not work. I work nights here at the news in my studio / abandoned warehouse cafeteria.
Yeah, this is pretty spooky. I got off the elevator. I thought you was going to, like, gang butt fuck me and shit. I thought this was sick old.
And how would I do that, Gary?
Gang, like a just
oh, like some guys
rich white men. Like
kinda,
just lower Negroes to the Buffalo News.
have a real taste for black guys.
Get those
guys.
Colors done.
Or like fucking Pulp Fiction. Just something. Like some guy in leather and then you know you made a bad move.
I've seen Pulp Fiction so I'm just
you don't
not
remember
a good,
that scene?
I'm not good at that, man. I know people who will leave the movie theater and be like, oh, remember what he said? And I'm like, no. How do you remember what he just said? We just saw the movie. Not good. That's one of my biggest, I don't know, regrets with my body.
Well, I think it's just you ingest the movie, you enjoy it, and then you move on with your life. That's what I do. I don't remember line for line.
I can remember. If I watch a movie, though, I can, like, remember what's coming up next. Like, oh, yeah, he about to walk through the door.
Right.
But as far as, like, being away from the movie, I forget everything about it.
But that's fresh. Then, like, you can enjoy the movie again. You don't have to, like.
It's probably all the chronic I smoke, probably. Damn. I got to stop.
No.
Who says that?
I just discovered drugs and it's great.
How old are you? 40 what? No.
Close.
You just discovered drugs?
Well, I shouldn't say discovered. I knew they existed. I didn't like just pop up.
Oh, you just started like, but why?
Well, because I never, you know, like I did drugs in like college and stuff, but everyone always had them. Like I never actively bought them. You know, everyone's like, when someone always busted out a joint, like, oh, here you go. Or, you know, some meth or whatever.
This fucking, oh my God.
You know, crack. No, the crack's the one thing that people don't share, right?
You know? No, hell no. Just kill your auntie for some crack.
But then, and then, you know, I just got, then I was like, oh, I always, most of the time, like, I can't go on stage drunk. So I can't, like, I feel like I probably wouldn't be able to do comedy high.
You remember, I remember my first open mic. I think you went after me or two comics after me.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm going to go smoke some joints with Gary Wallace. I was like, I thought it was like the coolest shit ever. Like, oh, he's saying my fucking name. And then I got to like know you and I'm like, don't ever say my fucking name. No. No, I'm joking. It's all love. I really do like you, man. It's good stuff. I'm not trying to get on.
Oh, now who's going to rant? Now I'm a little scared.
No, don't get scared. Hey, Tito, come here. No.
No, I'm a nice person when
you are
under the crust of this exterior.
There's a lot of crust there.
Yeah, sometimes you know, sometimes I do say fucked up things on stage, and like if we're at an open mic when there's like just comics, and sometimes I do like you probably shouldn't do it, but it's all in jest and in love. Like if I do mention someone's name on stage, like a comic from the audience, it's because I like them.
It's my first mic. My first time ever.
Not because I want to make fun of them. It's because I legitimately like them.
I think I've mentioned like smoking weed a lot.
Well, yeah, that's what.
I don't know.
No, I think that day when you came in, you reeked of fucking skunk weed, bro.
Never.
That's why I'm a gentleman. I do edibles.
Those are dangerous. I was going to say who does that. Those are stupid. But those things are dangerous.
Well, they are dangerous. You got to
die.
Die.
Well, it's like a feeling of being too high.
Well, yeah. Well, no, you just got
to say. Well, rhymes are too high, die. So I just say you could die as in, like, too high. Because once you're in it, it's like the eye of the storm. Once you're in an edible high, you're fucked. If you're smoking the flower, you can see that high coming from a mile away. One blunt, two blunt, three blunts. No, I'm good. You eat a half a brownie. You don't know what's in that. You're fucked.
Well, those are all good stuff. Those are all true. It is exactly, but then you learn your tolerance. That's why.
What's
you know,
your tolerance? If you got the edible for some crazed psycho.
Oh well, don't do that though. Well, you make them yourself.
Who has time to do that?
You get a girl. My girlfriend. That's what I get. My girlfriend to do.
Okay, I guess you're right. You have a good girl. She doesn't do drugs.
Well, no. Well, we do it together. Well, she just doesn't make them for me. We do the edibles, and then you know she gets high.
No, my girl would not. She'd probably smoke all the weed.
Sex is way better when the girl is high. Did you find
on meth. You have no teeth. There, gum on your balls and shit. That's you should have it done. Try it sometime. Break up with your girl. Get a meth prostitute. And then.
Well, I do have we have hall pet. Maybe I'll just be like, I want to go fuck a crack whore. Meth whore.
Yeah. Meth whore.
So you're trying to say you had a gum job?
No, but I want one. That's like one of my fantasies. I definitely would like a gum job. My goodness.
That sounds, I don't know.
That's right.
I mean, obviously you won't get any teeth. So
and they can gnaw on it. Oh.
Just the idea of someone, but they have such poor oral hygiene, though. Like, what happened to all their teeth?
No.
I mean, you know.
A recovering drug addict. Mm. There you go.
All right. Well, that's.
She lost all her teeth to meth 7 years ago, but now she's on the right track. She's got like 2 out of her 8 kids back.
Oh.
And, you know, she's just like.
That's not.
You don't even know. You're at the bar. You're like, damn, she looks nice, right? You get back to her house and. She's like, well, a little bit about me. And she, like, pops her fucking.
And then she just goes down.
You ever had a gummy? Oh, I bet that would feel amazeballs.
Oh, shit. You thought about this way, too. You have this all the scenario set up. No,
right. Seriously.
You come off stage at some club, and she's like, oh, you were so funny. Come back to my house.
Do you have all of your teeth? that's going to be like my
follow-up. You got to make her smile. Like, just make her laugh, and then you, like, look real quick.
You know,
to
but
see
if
what's
she has, it. You know, if she's a recovering meth head, and she has her teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. Listen, any listeners out there that want to give me a gumdrop?
Is that what it's called?
That's what I'm deeming it—a gumdrop. Oh, all right, enough of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to edit that whole. I've never edited a podcast before. I think I'm gonna edit that whole part out.
So listen, so this is a movie podcast. I'm really excited.
So yeah, you don't remember lines from movies, so I can't. But like, what? Obviously, you're excited for the Oscars coming up this Sunday. That's your day.
That's
bigger than your Super Bowl.
Way not bigger than my Super Bowl.
Because your stupid Patriots aren't in the Super Bowl.
That's okay. My quarterback, in theory, is in the Super Bowl.
Oh, because you wanted him to keep Garoppolo.
Jimmy G.
Because you liked him.
I love him.
He's so handsome.
He's handsome. Come on. That's like a quarterback upgrade and a looks upgrade. Like, you go from Brady to Garoppolo and, like...
Well, Garoppolo is definitely living the life. He went out with what's her face.
Doesn't even matter. He was supposed to be my quarterback.
I know, but you know, egos get in the way. Fucking Joe Montana. If you remember Joe Montana, he's a quarterback for.
Damn, I'm not that old.
San Francisco.
How old are you? No, I remember Joe Montana.
Montana. Kept Steve Young, another Hall of Famer, on the bench because like people are like, oh, why don't they just help him? But you don't understand what egos are involved when you're a fucking quarterback. You know, oh, here, let me train you to take my job. That's stupid.
I used to be a quarterback
in junior high.
Dude, my creative player.
You look like offensive lineman. No offense.
My creative player on Madden was a quarterback. All right.
<Okay. laughs> You talk about your Madden season.
I knew what it take. I knew what it took. All right. I played 17 seasons and I gracefully retired. But every time I would turn the game off, I would mentor the quarterback.
Oh, so you did it the right way.
I did it the right way, man. That's
you know, even stupid Eli Manning was like, you know, he'd rather be traded.
He's stupid.
Well, he's a big Frankenstein like a motherfucker. That's why.
Well, who's so sad? And we lost twice to Eli Manning.
Yeah. Dude, he's retired now, though, so you can't do anything about it.
Anywho.
I know. Wasn't that great, though?
The Bills? You're a Bills fan?
Well, you're not from Buffalo, so that's okay. I understand.
Right.
So where did you come from?
Niagara Falls.
No. Yo, but you were born in Niagara Falls.
I was born in Lewiston.
Lewiston Porter?
Lewiston.
Lewiston,
Niagara Falls.
Oh.
Lewiston, New
York.
Oh,
I thought you were from like Maryland or something.
No.
Oh, Lewiston.
I just never really clicked with the Bills, right?
You never, because they're loser. You like.
No. I voted for the. No. Even when they played the Giants, I wanted the Giants to win the Super Bowl. I wanted the Redskins to. Like, I don't.
Well,
it was just a thing.
You're not in. I mean,
it was just
a thing.
I guess it started with my mom, God rest her soul, right? I would just bet change. She was a diehard Bills fan. Yeah. So I would just bet whatever monies I could find around the house. Mom, I bet you 2 cents. Right. Like, seriously, I bet you whoever's going to win again. But as a kid, it just seemed like the Bills and Patriots play like every other week. Understanding now it's twice a season,
right.
Sometimes 3. But yeah, that's what it started with. Damn, I started watching football independently when I was 12. I just was like, I like the old school logo. I remember that team. And that's how I became a Pats fan. We sucked.
Right. Did
seven,
you suffer
th- six and 10 seasons? Yeah, we
what
sucked.
Was that Super Bowl? Oh, they well.
They lost to Green Bay in 96, 97.
That was Drew Bledsoe's fault. Actually, that
doesn't
was
matter. We lost. I cried. I
did you?
Damn. Is this recording? Cut no. this out. Okay, cool.
Well,
no, I teared
okay
a little
to
bit.
Cry when you're 12?
I teared because my auntie like tapped me on my shoulder, like, "You all right?" And I just teared up, man. I was, you know. Yeah,
no,
man.
It's actually Boston is a lot like Buffalo. There's a lot of snow. A lot of great comedians come out of Boston. And
a lot
it's
of
like,
racists. I mean, yeah, a lot of no.
A lot of racists. No, it's true. Boston's a very racist town.
Very
so is
racist.
Buffalo.
Very. So is Buffalo. That's why we're up here in the 17th floor.
I mean,
of this abandoned warehouse.
People do think, you know, like, oh, the North is progressive, but it's just we hide, you know.
Progressively racist still. Is
well, we just at least the South is open about it. You know what I mean?
Get like, your no right, right. I'm not gonna get.
I shouldn't say open, but you know, like North is just like, oh well, yeah, we're all good here, but like I'm gonna go back to my neighborhood where I don't live next to any black folks.
Yeah, I used to visit my family. Family in the South in the 80s, and they used to tell us, I don't know if they were fucking with us or not, but they would be like, you know, if we wake up in the middle of the night and there's a cross burning on our in our front lawn, like we gotta go. And I'm like, you know, oh, I'm 6 years old. I'm like, what like, what do you mean? So no, racism is real, man.
No, it is. I acknowledge that.
You think we could pull off like a comedy racist movie? I don't know. It just was a thought that I had.
There's been a lot of movies based on racism, sort of. You know, there's a great movie. It's from the 80s. I think I just saw it recently. It's Denzel Washington's first movie.
Oh, what is that called?
And it's do you know what I'm talking about? Like George Segal is like a white dude married into like a WASP family. He's got like a high executive job, but it's his wife's father's business, and he finds out that he has somehow, I don't know if they're adopted, but his wife, basically Denzel Washington is his son. So like just him having a black son makes his life fall apart because nobody in this rich society wants anything to do with him after they find out he has a black son.
Right.
And and comedy ensues. Actually, there's one hilarious scene. Let me tell you about this scene, Gary.
Go ahead.
No, it's like basically he's like he lost his big house, like George Segal lost his house, so he's living in like this community, like a I don't know what do they call it, like a space saver apartment where you have to like go down the hall for the bath, like it doesn't come with its own bathroom, and you get your own toilet seat. So he's like scraping for money. So he's like at the park playing basketball. You know, he's just like playing basketball, and some white dude comes with his son. He's like, "Oh, you want to play?" And then like George Segal gets this idea because carbon copy. Yeah, I think. And then because Denzel Washington's black, he's like, "Yeah, why don't we play for money?" Uh-huh. And then, but it turns out Denzel Washington's horrible at basketball, and they get crushed. Like he's missing shots from like he's missing layups, and then you know he can't dunk.
No, I can't.
And that's what well,
I can't dunk.
You can't
fat.
Jump more than.
But
two
speaking feet. Of racism, no, I bought some lights for my house the other day, and I didn't know that some light switches come two to a pack, and one's called a master, the other one's called a slave.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
do you think that's racist?
That's master,
well,
and slave.
Okay, I can't.
And the master light switch overrides the slaves. It's just like when you buy two when you buy house phones, and one house phone has like the answer machine to it, and the other house cordless phone just has like a dock.
Right.
Right. It's the same premise.
I don't want to defend this, but.
Master and slave. I just wanted to bring that up. We just talking about racism.
Okay, yeah, but that is going on the street. They should probably update those definitions. But it is for real. But it's going on.
Why
like,
not just call them one?
It's going on two. Strict. It's going on strict definition of like because the slave is just hooked up to the man. Like it's going on the definition in the dictionary before that probably existed even before slavery existed.
No, because there were no light switches before.
Well, there's a master cylinder in your car, and I think there's some sort of there used to.
I don't think they had cars and. Slave days.
Well, I know, but they still call it the master cylinder. And then there's the master, and then whatever. Like, there. I don't know if they call. Because I don't know anything about cars. But
okay.
I know there is a master cylinder, and then there's things that run out, like do whatever the master does. So they just call it like. Yeah,
oh.
We should get rid of that.
Yeah, does it just?
Defend it.
My electrician was saying, "Oh, these are master." I'm like, I don't like that. And he's white, so.
Well, it's poor terminology.
Very
it's,
poor.
It's,
I just we're gonna have to change that master and slave light switches. Switch.
You let's do
come
a
come on.
Let's
light
do a
switch.
Funny video about it. We'll do some YouTube.
Racism's not funny. No.
For For you, it's not.
No, it don't laugh matter. That's why I said I'm going to impregnate as many white women as I can, because it's going to end racism one day.
Sooner. Well, no, that will end it. Well, I think by 2050, though, I keep getting hit with that stat. Well, white people won't be the majority anymore.
They'll still be racist, though.
Well, there's racism in the black community. When isn't there, like, it's just human nature, right? Like Tyrone talks about it, Buffalo comedian, when darker black people are upset with lighter.
Tyrone just hates. He's a good guy. He just hates.
Well, but there was a whole, like, Spike Lee made a movie about it, School Days.
School Days.
It's called Light, or what is it called? Colorism?
I don't know. But I remember School Days. I'm not good at movies. Once again, I saw School Days. I saw it a lot.
And
I
it was just, about, it was like
racial
darker
tones.
Black people upset with, or I don't know what it was. I don't remember now.
Yeah,
but.
I think so. Yeah, I
think
guess.
White people just, or not white people, all human peoples want to like stand out in some stupid way. You know what I mean? And it's just like, we can't accept that we're all basically the same.
Right.
I mean, if you look at you and me, obviously we're totally different. I mean,
but we are the same. People.
No. Yeah, we are the same.
Somebody called me Jason the other day. No. So, no.
They said, "Oh, you Jason? Oh shit! I thought you were Jason from behind. They saw you from behind, right?
Right. You guys look just alike.
We could be brothers, actually.
Split up at like twins.
The updated Dady, twins.
The updated version twins.
That would be hilarious.
With a strong racial undertone, like. My brother just called me a nigga. No.
Made me uncomfortable. Don't use it.
My brother.
Don't say it again. Just once.
She's on your side. You sit your black ass down, boy.
And it'll be like a stereotypical black mom. She just keeps smacking everybody in the face. She smacks me. She smacks you.
Oh, my gosh. 3D glasses. She, like, smacks the audience. No, that's cool. Some money maker right there.
Who you got in the Super Bowl, though?
My quarterback. You got the 49ers? Fuck Kansas City. Yeah, I got the 49ers. I've been playing with the 49ers a lot in Madden over these past.
You've been fucking Madden. How much time you spent playing Madden? You got... How many kids you got?
Huh?
Or you play with your children? So, is that how you spend time with them?
I got 8 kids.
Serious? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I got 8 kids. But I got older kids, like older.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's...
And shit. Okay, well, my 12-year-old, he just jerks off all the time. He just wants nothing to do with me.
That's what 12-year-olds do.
I'm like, let's hang out. He's like, no. Like, he wants to go in his room and close the door. I'm like, dude, you don't get it. I jerk off, too. Like, we can hang out together still. Like,
just take 5 minutes and come out, man.
No, we just... You sit on one end of the couch and we just... Jerk off together.
Watch your favorite pornos together.
Fucking right, some anime shit.
You could find some gummy porn, probably.
Come on, let's race. See if your old man still got it.
Yeah, if you win, that'd be sad if you won.
Winner's got to... No, never mind. He's got to clean up the loser. No. That was weird. That went CPS is real fast. I love Madden. No, but I'm going San Francisco. I just think their defense is, like, really, really good. And I don't know, like, much about... Right, football, the intricacies, but I think their defense is good. I think they're gonna win. I got $50 on San Fran.
Oh,
so you wanna make a wager?
No,
let's like make a quick comedy wager, right?
What's the wager? What's the deal?
It's just like wrestling, like a retirement match.
Oh, like I got to retire if I'm wrong?
Yeah. You pick Kansas City. I got San Fran.
But I do. I can't pick Kansas. I mean, I do feel like San Francisco's gonna win. How about this? I'll do a set with my pants down.
You've done that before.
My shirt off.
You've done that before. No. No. Shirt off, for sure. For sure. A Milky's, for sure. But now I'm going San Fran, too, so that doesn't...
Well, I'll take Kansas City.
You'll take Kansas City?
Yeah.
I've done it with my shirt off, though, too. I hosted...
I know,
Virginia
but it's
News.
Hilarious. There's only two... like, when a man's naked... You know, it's not like when a woman's naked. Either a man's in shape, and it's just like, oh, that guy has a shirt off, or it's hilarious because you're so far out of shape.
Or because you're hairy. I'm pretty sure you're hairy.
Oh, I'm hairy as fuck.
Yeah.
Someone threw paint on me the other day and said fur is murder, and I just had my shirt off. I was like, I'm just trying to get some. I'm in the park.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I got the hairy back. I got the hairy chest.
Write that down. That was a good joke. I'm serious. That's funny.
Gary, you don't think I know what a good joke is? Come on.
No. I just told you that was a good joke. No,
I appreciate that.
That's
you.
Funny. Like, I'll probably laugh at that later where I'm like, to try to jerk off with my son. I'm like, dude, you know, I just
heard. Well, no, that's joke. When you want, if you don't want to win the race, you start thinking about my hairy back.
Oh, no, that's funny.
Yeah, people would be disgusted. Actually, they would be disgusted by that. Milky.
No, but now you have to do it if San Francisco wins.
No, bet.
Bet. Cool beans.
And actually, you know, Mahomes, he's of mixed heritage, so he could do a lot for racism. Because I don't think white people are quite ready to have all our positions taken by black people.
His mother's actually from Niagara Falls.
Is she? Oh, nice.
No.
Oh.
I like to throw out a lot of false information. <It's> just,
I believed it.
You wouldn't even know.
Well, I thought, because you rep the, well, actually, it's the same area code in Niagara Falls, right?
716. Well, you thought we were like 637? Like,
I don't know. Downtown, is it coming around? Because it still looks like the set of Walking Dead. Yeah, there's some boarded up buildings.
I don't live down there. I live in LaSalle. Oh, wow. I live in LaSalle.
Oh.
You have to say it like that. LaSalle.
What is it? Oh, is that the name of the street or the section of?
Section of Niagara Falls. LaSalle. Like,
is it close to the casino?
No.
Oh.
Far away from it. Near the mall. I live in a good neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Near the mall. You ever been to the mall?
Do
you shop? Or do you like,
I don't go to,
do you make your own clothes? Yeah. Like, it's just like,
Old Navy or H&M, bro. $5 a shirt.
Oh, clearly, no, he's super not racist. This guy is like H&M. No, that's cool.
Stands for him
H&M
and her.
In Niagara Falls at the Outlet Mall.
Well, yeah, but why would I need to, when I can go to the Galleria? I don't need to drive up to.
Pay more money. You get a deal. You could buy more meth for your lady. You're trying to knock her teeth out the healthy way.
No.
So you can get a gummy bummy.
No, edibles, bro.
Oh, edibles. Yeah.
Be a classy gentleman. Don't be coming into Mike's smelling like skunk weed. I think that's why half of comedians just come to open mics just so they can get high with someone. They don't even tell jokes.
Sometimes
they just
want
to hang out and
like,
fucking get high.
I don't have any weed. I need to hit a mic. I need to get high.
Yeah, that's the other thing why I do like edible, because I don't think I'll ever be able to roll. Like, when did you learn to roll a joint?
I've been smoking weed since I was 12, so I've been.
So you're good at it.
I'm pretty good at it. You still fuck up. Nothing's perfect. Every once in a while, you slip out of your girl, you give her a rim shot. You've been having sex for how long? So
Right.
She's like, ah.
Come on now.
Like, girl, take it.
You can't.
Just come on. It's a little bit of dick.
I've hit the wrong hole, and she always just says wrong hole.
Oh, that's it? You get a wrong hole? I get,
She's just like, wrong. Well, I don't go that far in.
I get, that's a big-ass dick. Get out of my ass, Gary.
Well, at least it took 20 minutes before you talked about your big dick, Gary. Thank you.
Well, holding this mic, I'm like, I could longer than this. No. No, how do we get here, man? You introduced the podcast as movies and
music. Yeah, well, okay. Do you have you seen? So you're not gonna watch Oscars at all? You're not gonna have an Oscar party?
No, I'm not. No, are you?
Come on.
Listen.
Don't try to hide behind.
Are you gonna have an Oscar party?
No.
Well, then why the fuck are you asking me if I'm gonna have an Oscar party?
When is that? Gary?
When are the Oscars? The same Sunday as football?
No, actually, the Oscars are next Sunday. Or no, I'm sorry, this Sunday. Tomorrow.
They always get it wrong anyway. It's always like what the Academy feels is good art. It's whatever.
There was actually some good movies. Did you see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Quentin Tarantino.
No, but I fucks with Quentin Tarantino, but I didn't see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm into making skits and writing jokes. And I don't have cable. We like got rid
you
of
can
that.
Still. Well, I guess you have too many. You can't go to the movies because you got too many kids.
I live right behind the Regal.
Can you slip in?
I could smoke a joint by the time I walk from my house to the Regal. That's usually a good time.
What's the last movie you saw?
Oof. It was something on Netflix. I don't know what it was.
Oh my God. What's your favorite movie?
I like Airplane. I like.
So you like comedy?
Yeah, I love comedy flicks for sure. I'm a comedy flick guy. I like a good.
Because you like comedy.
Suspense. I'm gonna be driving home. I'm gonna be like, oh, my favorite movie is fucking Kill Kids in the Cornfields of Mexico. Like, I forgot about that movie.
Do you? Well, who's? Let's. But inspired. So you did you want to be? So you're not a failed rapper, as we did earlier discussed off air.
No, my mother said my name came from movies. Though she would see Gary on like movies. You know the end credits a lot. Sound
like
guy,
as the boom
Gary,
guy.
Whatever. Like I don't know what. Right. I'm like, what movies were you
Best
watching?
Best Boy was Gary.
Oh, Pornos, Mom. Like, come on.
Okay,
like,
it was probably a pretty popular movie. Like name in the
yeah,
like
but that's
70s.
Where
so then
my
like,
name
your
comes
mom
from.
Saw it.
Gary, maybe Gary Marshall.
I don't
that's 2 hours.
Yeah, I know you're working on spelling your name
differently. Yeah,
I'll get it right for this.
Gary with an I.
Gary with an I. Well, did you see who's your favorite? So what? So you always like comedy all your life since you were a wee lad.
Since you
started jerking off and smoking blunts.
Yes. I like sexual, like innuendo movies, like Weird Science. Scary movies usually have like Freddy Krueger.
You know. Fucking, how could you not like Weird Science?
Kelly LeBrock. That's what I'm saying.
And Kelly LeBrock walking around in fucking underwear and shit. This was before.
Those big panties were so hot. Panties.
I know. Yeah, but she made them look good.
So dope. I wish I was more of a movie enthusiast. Like, I like movies.
But
I
now
love
you just,
movies.
Well,
I
you. Just, what's your typical? Because you sit down. Do you write every day? Are you writing jokes, or do you like watch your kids and then you
there
write?
There you go.
Seriously. And you're like, I'm gonna talk about that on stage.
That's it. I live life. Like, that's the only reason why I hang out with my kids is so
true.
I could get.
That's not true.
They're not gonna listen to this. It's true. So I can get jokes. Yeah. Sheesh.
Well, that's the only reason I would have a kid.
My mother had me so I could be her errand boy. Go get my cigarettes. Go get, go get my gun.
Well, that's what, in the old days, I mean, you're kidding. That's a joke. Or maybe not kidding. But no, I mean, that's why farmers had 12 motherfucking kids,
well, that's
right?
Why I
because
have
you
got
to work the fields.
I knew I wanted to do comedy, and I'm like, well, I need some inspiration.
I mean, that's why I would have a kid, just for when I run, when I need new material, when I run out of hairy material, or when I want to step up my Instagram game, and I dress, because you can dress up babies any way you want. Put them into a little dog suit.
I don't know
suit
about
and
any
shit
way you want. But
I think I could dress up my baby any way I want if I had one.
All right. You're going to be in a lot of parenting classes. It's all right.
Guess what? I'm not going to have any children.
Why?
Because I don't want any.
I think everybody should have at least one kid, man.
It's such a burden. I like
it. It's not such a burden. There are so many highs and there are lows. Shit, there are lows. But the highs are I am responsible for this thing. That's just beautiful to me.
I have dogs.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Dogs are just the same thing, right?
You're gross.
Oh, you don't like that argument when people are like, I got dogs.
I have a dog and I love my dog.
I know it's not the same thing, obviously.
I watch him lick his nuts though. My kids don't lick their nuts.
If your one boy could, he'd never.
That was cool. No, that's cool. That's cool. No, I like more of a TV show guy. Shameless, Parks Rec.
Well, no. Here's another
Ozark.
Here's a perk of having a kid, right? Like when you introduce them to something or something in life, and then you see it through their eyes, it's fresh again for you, right? So it makes you feel good. Oh, here's a sunset or some shit, or here's a blunt. And they get high for the first time. when your kid rolls that perfect first joint, there's
so
nothing
nervous.
Like it.
I know, because it's we look at our kids and who's going to be the pothead? Four boys. It's I don't know.
But yeah, because all kids are different. My sister had, I have two nieces. So one's a super goody-goody. And she'll fucking be she's that's mean. And it's not even that mean of a joke, but it's someone's above it. And then the other one's just they're both girls, but the other one's just a fucking savage.
That's not mean.
She'll get hit in the face and she's just I taste blood. And then she'll fucking keep going, a maniac. And it's just she's going to fuck people up.
Yeah. I have a crybaby son. You're pick the spoon up. I'm dude, I said pick the spoon up, man. My lady's yelling at me. Why did you say that? Why is he crying?
Right, and that's frustrating, right? Because you
want this to vent for sure.
You don't want a boy that fucking cries when you ask him to pick
up
a
spoon. I don't mind, but he's just he was supposed to be our last child, and then it was we were having super fun this one summer, and we had another kid. So
you mean a lot of fucking? What does that mean?
Oh yeah, super fun.
Oh okay,
yeah. That's what I like to
rediscover. She's like, I've been taking some yoga classes.
Well,
we
have
a few different positions.
We have a 12, 9, and 7 year old.
Yeah.
And then we have a 3 year old. See that gap? 12, 9, 7. Then 3.
That's a good.
That's a gap.
I know.
So, yeah.
Well, I know. But I can't. But isn't it kids are different today?
This mic smells brand new.
I've had that one up my ass, Gary. Joke's on you.
Okay, that was
but I still have new asshole smell because I haven't really had a lot of things up there.
Okay, I deserve that. That's cool.
Sniffing my mic. We're having a serious conversation.
No,
hit me with your. So, but you didn't start what have you been doing with your life? I mean, so I started comedy older too. So I just wondered,
how old are you?
I am 1 year under 40.
So am I. So close. I'll be 40 in August this year.
Well, it's hard to tell with black people.
Yeah, black don't. Yeah, we get it.
I pretty much look my, well, I guess I look my age.
You 39?
Yeah.
All right, I'm 39 as well.
So
I should have done comedy like way long
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I know, but it's just because
3 years. So I'm 36 when I started.
Yeah.
Because people were telling me I'm funny. Like strangers, like be at Walmart, you know, and
interacting
with
doing
my kids
your shit
or whatever, and then people like, yo, you should do. And then one day, January 2017, I quit Dollar General, store manager. Let's quit to do comedy more because I couldn't do certain shows or certain open mics. I couldn't go because I had to work. And I'm like, fuck it. They were treating me like shit. It wasn't worth the $42,000. I just bounced.
Well, I wouldn't. Well, no, I feel you. Well, it doesn't matter how much you're making. If you, that's not your dream, who wants right. to be a fucking man? You're like,
For the work, never mind. Right.
Like, it would be much rather, like, if you're having fun, living, well, you have a lot of kids, but I'm saying, whatever, living in a futon. Fucking performing comedy for $20 a night it was more fun to me than doing some stupid ass job for some asshole.
Right.
Not that people at the Buffalo News are assholes.
No, you got it pretty sweet here. I don't think I would quit this.
But I work at night, though. It does interfere. Like I probably like got a little.
You
too
could have an open mic up here if you wanted to. You could host it. You could just like run downstairs.
Gary, comedy's like fucking Mighty Taco. Sure, you can enjoy it when you're not drunk, but it's a lot better when you are, or at least have
that's
two drinks.
That's good. Because that's good. No, you're right.
I mean, I would have to get a liquor license. I mean, I thought about it because this is a nice, like, it is an underutilized space. But
it's very underutilized.
I do have, I have my own room now, but you don't come. Why
you have
not?
Your own room?
Open mic Monday. There's like three
there
mics on Monday.
Three
it's
mics on Mondays.
There's that you can come to
you,
mine first.
You have the pizza one?
It's at a pizza house. Pizza Buffalo Pizza Ale House. Well, it's adjacent. Yeah, there's pizza there.
Okay. And does Black that, Rock? Cheektowaga.
It's Buffalo, man. It's Buffalo.
There's
it's right
open
on
mics.
The
there's two door.
You said it funny.
It's you my mean, black cadence, all right? I get it from my lady all the time. What is it at? Where? Tudor. All right? I don't know how to fucking say it. It's at Tudor.
Yeah, well, that's like the late night mic. That's okay. Don Johnson's, and now that girl, woman, started one at a coffee house. She works at Helium. Her name's Rachel.
Rachel has a mic.
Yeah.
In Black Rock.
No, it's like on Connecticut Street, like West Side.
Oh, that okay. She has a Connecticut one.
Yeah.
And then you have one.
Yeah.
At where?
At Buffalo Pizza and Ale House.
No, at Buffalo Pizza House in Amherst.
Yeah. It's on. No, it's there is an Amherst one, but this one's Buffalo.
Hey,
so it's
tag
in Buffalo.
Me in it because I don't know what you're saying. So tag me in it, and I do want to come. I haven't been to Monday mics in
three
some time.
Mics. Then you don't even have to. You could take a day off. We'll take Sunday. I mean, there is a mic on Sunday now, but
and yeah. Roger, where? Oh, the JK one.
Yeah, down across from Nietzsche's. But you need to go home. You need to go home and get your Madden. Are you in a fresh new season of Madden right now?
No.
You got Madden 2020?
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm on Eric Basile's mic. He has a once a month.
Oh, that's right. The showcase. Is that coming up this Monday as well? There's so many mics on Monday.
Yeah,
now. Monday is the night
schedule
to fucking
do
comedy.
We need a mic in Niagara Falls.
Why don't you start one?
I don't know, cause I'm always afraid that. See, it's just one comic coming from Niagara Falls to Buffalo. So in order for this thing to be something, I would need a lot of comics from Buffalo to come to Niagara Falls.
Just
see
do
what I'm saying. No,
yeah,
seriously,
I
there's
do
not many comics in Niagara Falls.
Obviously, yes, I get the logistics of running a room. I've done it before. You need
right.
comics to have
right.
the open mic just for people to come see. Yes. But there's no other comics from Niagara Falls?
Not many. I mean, no. I guess it's like one of those things, if you build it, Field of Dreams, build it, they will come.
Plus, Niagara Falls kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Part of it.
No, yeah. But I would be in like a good neighborhood. But there's a comedy show that happens in Niagara Falls that just happened last night. I had no idea. At Gadshaw's, Gadwick's.
Were you in it?
No.
Oh.
Wellstead was there. Tyrone Macklin was there. I've never been invited.
Thought you said it was comedy. Ha! Just kidding.
This guy, you're on fire. What's that song? She's on fire.
Oh, I think that was by that Danny Libertario, though. They just I don't think it's comedy night all the time. I think they just had comedy there.
They do have it sometimes. Oh. My lady said back in the day, she's been there before.
Oh, why don't you just, as Lewin started in a weekly mic, that is kind of a, it's a lot of work and responsibility. Just start like a monthly showcase where you just invite whoever comes from Buffalo.
Gotcha.
And then, well, plus there should be
the Dowskis in Niagara Falls.
There should be a demand for comedy, right? Because there's no rooms there, really.
Right.
And so, you could be the ringleader. Rep your town. Even though you're
Born. I like forefather better than ringleader.
You want to be the forefather?
The grandfather. The godfather of comedy there in Niagara Falls.
You'd be the Scarface.
No, but not like in a Rat Pack kind of godfather. Not like... whatever you just said. no murders. No. Yeah, a Niagara Falls mic 2020 is going to happen. Let's make it happen. It's just a mic. What's a good night now?
Are you asking me for advice?
Live. Yeah.
Well, not Monday, because there's three mics here, so it's really going to be hard. Really and be I don't hard. Want you to compete with my awesome mic.
No. I don't want to. I want to come to your mic.
Wednesday, you don't want to mess with Milky's, because that's a whole thing.
And Helium. Well, Helium only is twice every other. A month.
Yeah, now. But it's still twice a month. I would say probably Thursday. I mean, Thursday's Good Bar, which is a good mic, but I mean, you could probably use another, like, you know, that does have a hard out. So
what does that mean?
Because it has to end at 10:30, so if everyone came, they wouldn't be able to, like, you know.
Right. Why does it?
Because they closed the room. They just want that room. Because, you know, the Good Bar in Buffalo is upstairs, so they just have to close it down, you know, take the bartender out and close the room.
Gotcha.
And they just want everything downstairs. So you could probably do a, like, Thursday, or even just like a Thursday showcase, like once a month, and then you can get enough people, like people Thursday. That you like. Invite your good friend Rick Matthews. You give him $5, he'll do anything.
Yeah, I've already given him $12, trust me.
And he's done a lot, right?
My cheeks are still, no, I'm joking. Shout out to Rick, yeah. That's my guy.
That's a lot of flesh slapping together, Gary.
Okay, I'm going to have to find a location
Yeah, scout it out. Well, have you ever started open mic? No. I'll give you some on-air advice while we're doing this. Okay. No, I mean.
No, I'm down for it. Anybody who's done something
I have started
I
several
done.
Rooms. I have successfully run rooms. I don't know. I'm looking at the crowd like someone's doubting me. There's like, no one here.
I'm like, this room? You call this a success?
No, well, I mean, okay. If you want to be, you'd have to be locked into Thursday. That is a little, you'd have to find some places that you like that are away. Obviously, bars, it's like you need alcohol for comedy.
No, for sure.
So go to a nice, or whatever bar you want. But I always like to have, you know, like that has a back room because, you know, and you got to find an owner that you feel is on board with it. You know what I mean? And you find a place. Usually the pitch is like, what's your slowest night? Because then you'd be like, I will bring, you know, I'll do it on this night, and hopefully that'll bring, like, even just drunk comics buying beer kind of ups the money. But right. You know, like, but if you keep it to Thursday, it would just say I can do it on Thursday, and then like I just like a back room because, you know, some people, believe it or not, don't want to hear jokes about dicks and shit when they're just trying to have a drink. So they, you know, you don't want people fucking being talking and shit like right at the bar when you're trying to have a fucking open mic. So you need like a back room.
That's
like an area where it's kind of
ass. Yeah, so
like
you're
hardware.
Perfect. You're almost your perfect setup is like a.
Or even like a restaurant that has a bar, you know, like a bar that like.
Rojas. That's like your ideal setup.
Yeah, because they have that total back room.
Total back room.
Yeah, and if someone doesn't like it or you're offended or you want to go fucking, you don't want to
hear about
it.
I just wish they had a door instead of a curtain.
Oh, that little 1970s bullshit.
Curtain. Just something because it.
Well, that curtain works a little bit, but.
No.
You don't like it?
No. Because sometimes it takes away from your set, especially if they're having like a fundraiser or some shit up front. That's the only downfall. But I love.
Well, it's, yeah, it's good. Yeah, that area, that back area is great. And then it's set up. And then, yeah, because once you get people, like, you know, you got to train people. They're like dogs. Like, you get them like, this is comedy. This is what's going to happen. You don't like it, get the fuck out.
I mean, even if people are not even there for comedy, if they're at the bar, people can be loud.
Yeah, cause, and then, you know, and then people, the thing about comedy, too, is, you know, we get, like, people love, like, when we get to the highest point, you know, like your Bill Burrs, your Eddie Murphy, people are like, oh, I love that. But then when you're at your low levels, everyone's like, well, you know, I'm funny, too.
Look, shut up, dude, I could do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, oh, I'm funny, you know, this is how I get a girl. And then it's just like, no, you suck.
Right.
Or, I mean, maybe you are, but you're not on stage, so just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, oh, did you come out in public? So people, like, you even get that professional shirt. Like, people, you've seen people go to Helium and decide they want to have a public conversation at their table that they bought $25 tickets for. Like, how silly is that?
It makes no, I don't get people. I wish you could just, every, like.
smack the shit out of people.
Yeah, like, seriously. Like, you have to sign up for it or something. Like, go to the DMV when you get your license. Like, you want to register as a slapper this year? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just...
But, no, you know what part of the problem is, though? I get it. It's like, I know, not those. There's a small, the small section of people that actually do just want to talk. Those people are just fucking stupid. But, I mean, like, people that actually heckle is because now there's these videos like, comedian destroys heckler. But, like, the audience does kind of like it because they feel like...
A part of the show?
Well, not even part of the... Well, the other people, because I think they, it's like, oh, that really is comedy on the spot most of the time. Like, if you really get into a conversation and fuck somebody up and show them that, you know, you are, I have the microphone, I'm gonna win. But it's like, people do sometimes enjoy that because it's like, oh, you know, like, they feel like your jokes are canned, you know what I mean, because it's like, it's not live. But it's like, no, it's not part, that sucks, you're ruining the show,
because it's a show,
it's a show. And I just want to recite my
don't
jokes
go don't go
wrote.
See yeah. the Nutcracker, go do that shit on the Nutcracker.
But
because it's the same thing, right? That shit's been the same since.
Exactly. Or you want to interact? Go to Tina and Paula's fucking wedding. Those Italians, fucking, where the cast interacts with you, and you can be an asshole there.
What?
It's Tina. And, it's an interactive play, basically, where two Italians are getting married, but the crew actually goes into the audience, and it's like you're at the reception when you're viewing
this
play.
That's super dope.
You never heard of that? No, it's called Tina and Terry's.
I'm busy watching movies, man.
Gary, I'll kick you right the fuck out. Oh shit, it is 5:13. We should wrap this up.
Oh right. Yeah, actually, this was fun, man.
I have to go to work because I'm fun sometimes.
No, this was fun. I will go study some movies.
When I'm not being a dick, I can be fun.
No, I don't think you're a dick. I know you're a dick, but that's beside the point. I rarely think these days. It was a pleasure coming up here, man. My lady probably thought I was going to, like, cheat on her and shit. So
she didn't believe it. She's like, podcast?
Yeah, fucking podcast. Yeah, fucking right. So
are we going to see her driving by following
tag
you?
Myself at the Buffalo News. We got to take pictures.
Oh, well, we are going to take a picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's super cool. All right, let's take the picture.
Well, hang on. We're not done. I mean, I got time. It's only 5. I mean, technically, I should be at work, but...
You are at work.
Well, I am at work, but I'm not doing my work.
But what is your work?
You want me to describe my job function to you?
No,
I work in high school sports. But there's no high school. I mean, games. You know, I like at the sports desk. Okay. Like, coaches call in and be like,
"Oh, you like young men? No,
girls volleyball, bro. You seen those shots on the internet?"
Yo, that was insane. Okay.
Yeah, because you're. Yeah, I mean, you should watch. You should read the paper because soon your boys will be in high school, right? Or you got one in high school?
No, he's in the 7th grade. But he's okay. Like, he's
is
tall.
Anybody
I
good
get
in
him
sports?
Sports?
Oh, get him in.
Yeah, I gotta get him in.
Tall? Taller than you?
Or not? He's almost tall. As tall as me. He's only 12.
Tall. Oh.
Yeah, well, he has like a size 13-14 sneaker. He's a big guy.
Oh, well, that sucks for you because you got to keep my keeps outgrowing shit.
Yeah, the doctor told us like he's. He said it so oddly, like he's done with puberty.
Oh, so he's done growing.
Like
though.
He's done with puberty.
At 14?
He's 12. He's
at 12?
Basically, he was trying to tell me that he can get bitches pregnant now. It's basically what the doctor was trying, and I'm not even joking. That's what he was trying to say.
Oh, for sure. Well, yeah, because he's like this guy's ready to go. Well, look, you look at my one niece is like 5'10" because my brother-in-law is pretty tall. You know, because tall guys do get all the girls. It's true.
No, they don't. They don't.
No, but anyway, it's like, you know, people mistake her for like 15 and shit. It's like, she's fucking 12. Like, don't be looking at my niece.
Yeah, that sucks. I have a daughter. She's, yeah, my daughters are cute, and I get it. Sometimes people look at me who don't know me, like, they think I'm like with this young girl. Because my daughter's 21.
Oh, you have 21?
Yeah, right, yeah. I have two 21-year-olds, not twins. Yeah.
You got some photos?
No, I was trying to tag myself. What? Oh. See, you fucking creep.
I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
Well, I just want to see what they look like.
Oh, she's attractive. Just know that. She looks like me, but her mom's white. So, oh, that came out wrong.
That's just... she looks like you. She's
she
like a
like
female
me.
Gary Wallace.
Exactly. Don't Google me. You'll be like, ew, she looks like Shrek. No.
No.
She looks
so
like Shrek.
Yeah.
No, she looks like Fiona.
Oh.
Fiona's all right.
Yeah.
The I'm talking
from
about
Shrek.
The goblin or
yeah.
whatever. The Shrek.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When she do. I don't want to talk. You. Let's not talk about your 21-year-old daughters.
Let's,
why don't you get a? Have you thought about getting a
vasectomy?
Yes.
No way. My lady wants me to get one.
That's the thing. Like
I told her when pigs fly.
Well, because I don't want to get one. Like I don't want to have kids, right? But it's like. I feel like having the ability to have kids is like having a gun. You want to have it just in case you need it. Like, I might need to impregnate a bitch one day.
I might need to impregnate and like an Arabian, like, royal princess.
Saying.
Like, I got to, she got to have my kid, man.
Just
I'm sorry.
It's like a gun that one time someone might hold, like, or I might meet a, and sorry, baby, if this is, I don't mean to have told you this, but I'm going to meet her, like, once the WNBA gets successful and I can get in there and impregnate one of those bitches, and I'm set for life. Women been doing it for years to NBA players.
There you go. You smart. I like the, no, I like the way you think, man. Here I am this whole time judging you to be this racist asshole movie watcher, and you're really just like, you might be black. I'm not sure, no. No, that's the key, though.
It is. It's a dream of mine for a black guy.
Especially if Buffalo can get like a WNBA team.
Oh, shit. I'd be there every day.
Gosh.
I'd be in that double chair or wherever they like hanging out in the lobby, be like, what up? Because one of them tall chicks I know has got to like a normal size dude.
Get your little ass over here.
Yeah.
Oh, you hairy too? Come here.
Oh,
look
yeah, like a 2-4. Like, pick you up by your hair, and I just climb on
it's
her
my
back.
Little hairy baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
man.
Have a little short hairy baby.
I wonder if that like a thing? Because you're right. Women
would like, there's
like,
all kind of subsets.
Hang out at
like,
the hotels.
Yeah.
And how many guys are hanging out at the hotels trying to impregnate a 6'7" power forward?
Well, not right now. Well, because they don't make any guys. That's, well, I do have a bit on that because it's like if I do, like right now, it's bullshit because we should have an even pay scale. Because if I do impregnate her, I still got to get a job on the side to pay for the mortgage.
Them bitches ain't selling Jordans like that. Yeah. They don't need to pay. No, I'm joking. Shout out to all my female WNBA ballers out there.
They should get paid more, though.
More. But I don't think as
on they still
the got to
work a pay less on the off season
level of. You know, dollars, man. It's dollars. Because well, if they do that, then the WNBA will be a thing of the past in no time if they pay.
Well,
them.
It is based on obviously, we want to see sports at its highest level.
It's a natural progression. The NBA, you know, they're just behind, is all. Even when the NBA was a thing, even when, you know, the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it was popular, but the money wasn't there. So the WNBA will catch up, but they can't. You can't just hop into it now because you look at what the guys are getting.
Right. Oh yeah. I mean, one day.
One
day we will have an equal, a totally plain,
I don't know
level
that.
Playing field. As far as much as it can get, I feel like.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean, we'll be dead.
Oh yeah.
Because no. You know we got to get it past a lot of human bullshit. But
what year comes after 2099?
3,000. Is this a joke?
Yeah.
Is this a trick question?
What year comes after 2099?
3,000?
21. Come on, man.
Oh.
We got that on recording.
Did your 12-year-old bust you with that or something?
No,
you had to pass it on?
No, but I seen it on Facebook, and I thought it was the funniest thing. If you don't think about it, you will see it. Yeah, the year 3,000.
Like, oh, yeah, I guess.
I think my lady was like, I'll be alive. And I'm like,
no,
you
won't.
How did I fucking get you pregnant? Wow. No, I'm joking. <That's why. laughs> She was just so stupid.
She fell for your...
She fell for... Like, no. Nah, she fell for... Yeah, I put the condom on. That's what she fell for. It's in my hand and shit.
Yeah,
no.
Oh, you did that old magic trick? Or no, what's it called? What's the term when you take it off midway, though?
I don't know. It's...
Yeah, you do.
It's called... You should be in jail.
What is? No, there is a term for it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was called the GW. I don't know. I've been doing this
George
since
Washington?
The Gary Wallace. I've been doing this since 88. That's my thing. I'm surprised they don't know because it feels like way different.
I think it's different.
Like they know. They have to know.
It feels different for them, but I know it definitely feels different.
Man, listen. It's like a plastic bag inside of you and then there's not. Like, you know.
I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, if someone does that to you, it's your fault.
It's pretty rude. Why do we do that?
Because that's my fear too, because I, you know what guys are thinking when they look at your
you
daughter.
You mad
so.
As hell and shit because you done did that, and you met her at a WNBA game. You thought she was like a bench player. Come to find out, she's just a fan. You got a fucking fan pregnant. You're both broke. No. I just get this tall ass bitch pregnant. She not even in the league. She work at the concession stand of the home team. I just got her ass pregnant. God damn it. Now now I got to get a job at the concession stand. Yo, I love this. I need to start my own podcast.
You should. You don't have to listen to podcasts because you say you don't listen to podcasts. You don't even listen to podcasts.
I have a piece of shit phone. It won't let me download much. Listen to kids, a few games. So
listen to the Joe Rogan podcast.
Why? Because he's the like you. I guess he's like the top dog when it comes to.
He's like the male. He's our version of Oprah. He's all about opening your mind and smoking. He got
Elon Musk to smoke weed. Dude never smoked weed allegedly before, but that dude might be a.
He might be an alien.
Elon Musk. I heard that name.
He's
not pop culture enough, I guess.
He runs Tesla.
Oh.
He's not a movie star.
I don't know. That's why I've heard his name.
This is why you got to listen to podcasts, Gary.
I guess. I'm like way behind on the times.
And catch someone special.
I can't afford a Tesla, so why the fuck do I need to know his name?
Because he's also going to Mars.
All right. He can suck all of my ass.
Can he?
He's going to Mars. He's got Mars money.
He's got crazy
Teslas.
Money.
How much does a Tesla cost on average? Oh, 60, 70?
At least it's way. Yeah, I can't afford it.
Those just look like I play video games. Those look like cars that I was playing in like Grand Theft Auto 3 or 4. They're like plain. I don't know. It's just the thing that I have, man.
All right, I should go.
Beautiful out here.
It is a nice view. The patio's closed. Sorry.
Let's get some ass up here or something. Bring some WNBA bitches up here. Or at least some concession stand bitches. I don't know.
You get some tall bitches. We'll come up here. I'll have the beer in the room. You work on getting them up here.
Oh, see, that's going to be weird. You're going to be.
Like I got this funny hairy white guy.
All right, I'm about to go to Keybake Arena and see if I can pull something.
There's got to be some. We have a hockey team. Some of those chicks got to be tall. We got the Buffalo Buttes.
Really?
Yeah, they play professional. They have like, it's like a professional hockey. That's like the equivalent of the NHL. Some of them are probably
the Buffalo
tall.
What?
Buttes. Like beautiful.
No,
like,
I get it. Oh. I get it.
Women it's a little massage. I don't know who came
right,
up with that.
Right. I'm pretty sure a woman did, but they want, like, right? Come on.
Yeah, Buffalo it's like Buttes. I guess they rejected, please, you know, the Buffalo come on my face. They were like, nah. Let's
come
go
on my
Buttes.
Facers. No, I get it. Why not the Buffalo Squirts? No.
Squirts is actually a league for children, I think. Like Pee Wee, and then because Squirts is small.
That's sick. That's sick. All right.
Yeah, you should start a podcast. I'll be your first guest.
You'll be my last guest too.
Oh shit. Oh, because I'll bookend it.
Yo. No, it will be ended. I don't know about a book.
Because people are like because it'll be so good.
Rest in peace to Kobe. I just wanted to say that.
Don't drag down. It's a comedy. I know. That is sad. It's very sad.
It's very sad. I don't know. It's a real life. Just never thought.
That's sad. Avoid fucking. I'm never getting no prop plane or a fucking helicopter. I guess I don't have to worry about that. I can't afford no helicopter.
John F. Kennedy Jr. too. Like that's just. I don't know. I hope he wasn't flying it. You know, rich people do stuff like that.
Yeah, stupid shit. Like Harrison Ford crashed his plane. He's just lucky he's alive.
Right. They just want to learn. Like learn normal people stuff. Like learn how to scuba dive. Learn how to like.
I don't even want to do that.
Archery. I don't want to learn.
Yeah, throw an axe. Yeah, I'm good with driving a car, and that's dangerous as hell in Buffalo anyway.
Yeah, it is. Especially we're so close to Canada.
Fucking crazy people, like red lights and shit. Of course, I'm a bit of a maniac on the road myself. So, no, GW, we're gonna. How about? Hey, you know what? This is what we're gonna have. The photo is that you're gonna be on my back. You want to get on my back?
I've got a lot of dick. You sure you want all this dick on your back?
You're throwing out a lot of BT. It's gonna be really hot and shit. I have like a dick mark just from being burnt.
Your lady's gonna be like, "Babe, what? You had a dick
mark? Like, is that a ruler on your back? No, Gary Wallace is on my back. That's his dick." We'll do that before milk. So when I take off my shirt, people be like, "Here's a dick."
Somebody's gonna be like, "That's Gary Dick." Some tall bitch
a
in the
bitches.
Some like, tall bitch in the back gonna be like, "He owe me money." She could be holding the baby and shit. That's your daddy.
I've been looking for him.
Can you imagine walking up to people?
Yeah.
Does this baby look like anybody you know?
Pretty does comedy. Jersey on and shit.
Yeah, that's cool. We totally flipped this thing upside down, man.
No, thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming and making me come some more.
We're going to do that in the photo. I'm going to do that. No, All right, I'm going to shut this off. Don't talk about people you hate yet because, you know, I have trouble. I had trouble turning on and off. Nope. Oh.